Hubhopper Originals.
हेलो एंड स्वागत है आपका आज के इस एपिसोड में। ओके, आई एम गोना मेक इट सुपर क्विक बिकॉज आज मैं बहुत जल्दी में हूँ आपको ये एपिसोड सुनाने के लिए। यू नो व्हाई? दो कारण। सबसे पहला, आज है एपिसोड नंबर 49, सो ऑफ कोर्स इट हैज टू बी अ स्पेशल एपिसोड। ऑल माय एपिसोड्स हैव बीन वेरी वेरी स्पेशल, बट आज के एपिसोड में आपको बहुत मजा आने वाला है। यू नो व्हाई? बिकॉज मैं ड्यूरिंग द एंटायर कन्वर्सेशन, बाद में एडिटिंग के टाइम पे, अब रिकॉर्डिंग करके वापस अपलोड करने के टाइम पे, आई हैव बीन लाफिंग माय लंग्स आउट। ओके, सो कौन है मेरे आज के गेस्ट? अ जेंटलमैन हु डिसाइडेड टू मेक यूज ऑफ द लॉकडाउन टू काइंड ऑफ होन हिज क्रिएटिविटी, टू काइंड ऑफ ब्रिंग आउट हिज क्रिएटिविटी। यू नो व्हाट ही डिड? ही डिसाइडेड कि 21 डेज, हमारा जो फर्स्ट लॉकडाउन था वो 21 डेज का था, राइट? 21 दिन का लॉकडाउन था, तो इन्होंने सोचा कि 21 दिन is equal to 21 गेस्ट। आई एम गोइंग टू इन्वाइट 21 गेस्ट ऑन माई पॉडकास्ट एंड आई विल रिलीज 1 एपिसोड पर डे। स्पेशल क्या है इसमें? स्पेशल है इनकी अप्रोच। यू नो व्हाट्स द नेम ऑफ द पॉडकास्ट? द पॉडकास्ट नेम इज द वर्ल्ड इज एंडिंग पॉडकास्ट। दुनिया समाप्त होने वाली है। सो द वर्ल्ड इज एंडिंग पॉडकास्ट इज होस्टेड बाय अंकित, हु इज बेस्ड आउट ऑफ बोकारो इन झारखंड। ही इज बीन वर्किंग इन बैंगलोर, ही इज डूइंग सम अमेजिंग अमेजिंग स्टफ। आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू टेल यू कि अंकित क्या क्या करते हैं, उनसे सुनो कि क्या क्या वो कर चुके हैं। ओके, एंड ही इज लाइक इन हिज, आई मीन ही इज जस्ट टच्ड 20s, ही इज इन हिज अर्ली 20s। तो जिस उम्र में मैं प्रोबेबली कॉलेज में जाके सोच रहा था वे यार क्या करना है जिंदगी में, उस उम्र में भाई ने इतना कुछ कर लिया है एंड विद अ सेंस ऑफ ह्यूमर थ्रू आउट। जस्ट एन एग्जाम्पल, ही इज रिटन अ हिंदी पोएम ऑन पब्लिक टॉयलेट्स। ऐसी ही बहुत सारी चीजें हम लोग बात करेंगे आज के इस एपिसोड में, दैट हाउ ही इज स्पीकिंग टू ट्राइब्स, हाउ ही इज स्पीकिंग टू पीपल फ्रॉम डिफरेंट वर्टिकल्स, हाउ पीपल हैव बीन रिएक्टिंग, ही इज गॉट अ प्रॉपर लीगल टीम टू मेक श्योर दैट यू नो कोई लफड़ा ना हो। अमेजिंग अमेजिंग कॉन्टेंट, अमेजिंग अमेजिंग स्टफ कमिंग अप। ही इज बीन एन एंटरप्रेन्योर, ही इज अ स्टैंड अप कॉमेडियन, ही इज रिटन बुक्स, ही इज अ बेस्ट सेलिंग ऑथर, ही इज डन हिज ओन बैंड, ही इज डांस्ड एंड ही इज डिबेटेड, ओ माई ग्रेट लॉर्ड। तो बस मैं यहीं पर समाप्त कर रहा हूँ अपनी वार्तालाप। लेट मी क्विकली टेक यू टू मीट अंकित फ्रॉम The World is Ending podcast coming right away. Sat Sri Akal from the house of Amandeep Singh. You are listening to the Biblio Babu show. Ek podcast jo hai hatke. Hatke in terms of conversations, hatke in terms of content, hatke in terms of production, hatke in terms of me. So this podcast was started to help my own self, and here I am sharing my journey, sharing your stories, sharing my stories, sharing stories from the books with people who have applied those learnings in their real life, and they share those nuggets with us on this show. Wherever you listen to this show, hit the subscribe button, share it with everybody. Follow us on Instagram at Aman S. Sidhu and The Biblio Babu Show. Follow us on Facebook, The Biblio Babu Show and Amandeep Singh. Follow us on Twitter, Amandeep412 and The Biblio Babu Show. And with that, let me quickly take you to today's episode of The Biblio Babu Show. Real life, real learnings, real stories. Hashtag No Bakchodi. Hi Ankit, how are you? Welcome to the Biblio Babu show. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Amandeep. It's an absolute honor to be on your show.
Likewise, it's a real pleasure to host you. So, you know, I want to kick off the conversation, Ankit, by by straight away getting to your podcast first, because that has a very catchy name. So, let's hear about it. What is the story behind it and why did you take it up as a challenge?
When I was a kid, there's this popular myth that a story that we discuss. It's called Aasman Gir Raha Hai. It's in Hindi. And it's about a rabbit who thinks that the sky is falling. And he's extremely scared. He goes around the jungle talking to every single animal and awaring them of the situation that the sky is falling, something bad is about to happen. And I think we are in a similar situation right now. The sky falling is definitely a metaphor of a pandemic that we are in. We are living a metaphor. We are living the sky falling moment right now. So that is what I thought. People are so scared right now. It's as if they are alerting each one of us that the world is ending. They're talking to each other as if the world is ending. So that's where my motivation comes from. The World Is Ending podcast. The last messages that we can leave for aliens after our world ends.
Pretty impressive to, take a name for your brand in itself, so the world is ending. Mm-hmm. How do people react, when they hear, when you tell someone, okay, hey, I've got this podcast, what do you call it? I call it The World Is Ending. And, so how do people react? What is the reaction that you get which surprises you?
There's this thing, people tend to be optimists when you are a pessimist. So when I say that the world is ending, people are like, no, I'm an optimist. I don't think the world is ending, Ankit. I don't agree to this name. But we all know that inherently, we all are a little bit pessimist within ourselves. So, the reaction is mostly this, like, I'm an optimist. I don't think the world is ending, or it's mostly hilarity. People start laughing. People think that this is absolutely funny for some reason.
Okay, and what's your response to it? How do you respond to, something so stupid? With no offenses to anyone, but, you should be laughing it out. So how do you react to it?
Mate, I've been in stand-up for a while, okay? So I'll go back to my life. So I've been in stand-up for a while, and I'm a huge fan of absurdism. What absurdism means is when you find odd things in odd places. So for example, loading a loaf of soup and a glass of bread, something like that, right? Which is very absurd in the place that it is mentioned, right?
Correct.
That is funny to me. So this whole premise of the world ending and anarchy and things happening is funny to me for some reason. And there is some truth behind it. That's why it's a little funny to me. So when people react in that manner, in whatsoever manner, they think this is stupid, they think this is optimistic, I think this is absolutely hilarious, this is absolutely funny, or whatever reactions we get out of it, is because I've kept the name in that way so that it is reaction worthy. So I think I totally deserve it, and I think it's absolutely funny that people react that way.
I can so imagine, with the kind of the thing that is going around with this coronavirus, mm-hmm. and everybody's locked up and everybody's, kind of scared of stepping out. And then suddenly, if someone has to like react to the name of a podcast, I'm sure it must be putting you in pretty, awkward situations. Now, having said that, how did it all start? When did you get this idea that, I've got to do this podcast? How has your journey been? When did you switch to stand-up, from stand-up to podcast? How has it all been?
So, I started off as a public speaker. I've been a public speaker for the past 14 years. I've been on stage for a very, very long time. I tried stand-up for a while. I thought maybe this is something that I should do. Maybe this is something that would really excite people, because when I go on stage and I present a keynote speech, when I tell ladies and gentlemen, welcome, my name is Ankit Chah, this is something that I'm doing, that might not excite people as much. But let's say if I go on stage and I start talking to people about jokes, I start telling them satirical things about their own lives, that would be something absolutely interesting to them. But then I realized that jeopardizes my own image, because people think of me as a jester, someone who's responsible for making them laugh. And that is something I hate, because then people stop taking you seriously. So I thought maybe if I could find a fine line where I could actually talk to very, very intelligent people, because I'm not the intelligent one here, but if I could somehow weave a conversation that would be seemingly intelligent, that would give away some value to people, and at the same time, I will have an opportunity to crack jokes, that would be absolutely fantastic. So I used to listen to Flagrant 2, which is Andrew Schull's podcast. And I thought, I want to create something like that. And then I listened to Andrew Hales, another guy who has a YouTube channel called LAWHF. So I listened to these guys and I was like, yeah, this is absolutely perfect. I should create like this. So in 2018, I started my first podcast. I shot a couple of episodes, but they were so bad that I didn't release any of them and I had no audience. So after that, in 2020, when this corona thing happened, I purchased my mic. I decided that I'll put all of my salary, which is not very much, I'm an intern. So I'll put all of my salary into this thing, into podcasting business. And I'll see what comes out of it. I'll put everything inside it and I'll interview 21 people. If you remember, okay. Our first quarantine was 21 day long, right?
Yeah.
So I'll go very hard on this. I'll create 21 episodes with 21 celebrities who I don't know in 21 days of quarantine. And they all have to be different from each other. So yeah, that was a challenge like thing. And then I started off because that's how I probably work. I jump from an airplane and then make my parachute on the way. So that's how I like to work. So I went out with that. And then I talked to a couple of interesting people, not necessarily celebrities, but some very, very good people. And yeah, that's how podcasting started off with me.
Coming up in the next episodes of the Biblio Babu Show.
When you start understanding your mind is all about awareness. And the more you can bring in awareness, if you can be aware of every single little thing that is happening right now, like I'm on my farm and I'm aware of this little ant that is crawling on the microphone like I'm recording right now. I'm aware that there's a mosquito next to me. I'm aware that there's a snail on the side there. How far can you bring your awareness? Correct? The further you can bring it, the more likelihood you have of learning focus.
When you first approached, let's say, your first guest,
mm-hmm.
how did you pitch in? Because, you know, this is something which is, you know, not common, which is uncommon. Like, you know, everyone plans first. So what was the reaction that you received?
I'll actually read out the message. I think I might have the message that I sent. So Vivek is a friend that I met in Kora Meetup, Bangalore. And he's a very, very intelligent guy. Okay. I told him that, hi, Vivek. I was thinking of chatting with 21 interesting people in 21 days. Like a person who can be distinguished from the crowd. You can see how immature this message is. I think you would be a really interesting person to start with, titled Chatting with a Homeschooled High IQ Person. Now, Vivek is a member of Mensa. Mensa is the top high IQ society in the world. They have the 2% most intelligent people on earth in their society. And Vivek is one of those people who is a member of Mensa. And he happens to be a good friend and mentor. Okay. And then I'm like, please let me know if you're okay with it. Or homeschooled Mensa member, whatever, is fine with you. But I don't know the status of your Mensa application. You can see how unsure I was about my own podcast. Yeah, and then he's like, correct. Sure, I passed if you are actually serious about it. And then I said, expected you to pass. Let me know when you're free. Hopefully today, if possible. I'm almost done with the website setup. So I'll mail you a formal invite ASAP too. And that's how it started off. So it was very informal in the first stage. And then I revamped my message. I wrote a very, very nice copy for message. I spent a couple of hours on that. I did a bunch of... This episode went viral in my friend circle. People started sharing it. So I got 100 mentions on Instagram. I was saying attention. 100 mentions on Instagram from my friends. And then I got around 1,000 views on this episode in the first day itself. So I was like, this is absolutely phenomenal. I should do this, right? The next day, I interviewed my college junior who was an Instagram model. Then another friend who was a dating coach in Delhi. So I interviewed Aviraj. And then a couple of things happened. And then, you know, somehow, somewhere, I formed a team of 6 people with 3 people managing my PR. And then a lot of other people, someone managing my graphics, someone managing my content, someone taking care of all the episodes that I'm doing, the audio engineering, etc. So a quality check team and a legal team to take care that I don't publish anything illegal. I paid everyone in cash and then I decided that, you know, I'm going to go with this. So that's how I started off.
Wow. So how does it feel, you know, when from someone who did not have any knowledge about podcasting or interviewing over an audio format, then suddenly, you know, you're in the game and with such a bang that you entered the waters. How did you feel and how do you feel today and how has the podcasting journey been throughout? Like,
honestly, man, there's only one feeling that I have, that I'm very excited. And I'm always excited and I'm going to do it as long as I'm excited. And that's when I'm going to leave it. When I'm not excited, that's when I quit. I'm doing it because it's absolutely fun. I think this is very, very interesting medium to express yourself. In my podcast, I don't speak this much. I'm normally a talkative person, but I don't speak this much on my podcast. And I let the guests speak a lot about themselves, like you're doing to me right now.
Correct.
Honestly, like that has been my feeling throughout the journey. Like, I'm very excited.
How did you shy away, if I have to put it, you know, I don't even know if that's the right set of words. How did you shy away from, you know, opening up to something which was so challenging? Because because you feel a little awkward in approaching people whom you don't even know or barely know, and then, you know, suddenly it's like getting up a call someday from somebody, hey, can you be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah.
It gives an awkward feeling. How did you overcome that?
Amandeep, I'll tell you something, man. You know, there's a 50% chance that that person will reject you. But there's a 100% Correct. Chance if you don't approach them that they'll not come on your podcast. So that's how I see it, right? If you don't approach them, there's a 100% chance that they'll not come on your podcast. But if you approach them, there's only a 50% chance. That's how I see it.
And that's really eye-opening, Ankit, because, you know, this is like simple economics, but then yet most of us fail to, like, you know, see this or follow this in our day-to-day lives.
Bro, I had 3 episodes down and I approached a Grammy-nominated singer telling her that, will you be on my podcast? Just approached Ooh. Her randomly that, will you be on my podcast? And she replied to my message. She said that I can't be on your podcast. But I'm like, at least she saw my message. She saw my message, right?
Yeah.
So people correct. Are looking at my message. My message is good. Now let me try to message more people. So if I message 10 people, and I read this from Ashwin Sanghi. If I message 10 people and one person rejects, I should message 100 people. That's what I did. I literally messaged 300 people for one episode.
You know, and I resonate with that, Ankit, because I remember, you know, when I was starting up. And so give you a little background. I am also writing a book on second careers, you know, on people who were in one particular stream. And then, you know, they switched and took up another stream of career. So I am writing a book. So I had to cover a lot of people. Mr. Atul Khatri, the stand-up comedian, I interviewed him in Mumbai. I remember I have written to close to like 75 or 80 people, including startups, and these are not even celebrities, you know. But then only 3-4 replied, and then, you know, it died its own death through, you know, filtering through the layers of communication channels.
You're becoming the next Rashmi Bansal for India.
Well, you know, I'm aspirant, but not that much. But thank you so much for your wishes. Now the book has to ultimately, you know, get out in publishing. So yeah, I'm trying to push myself this year that by the end of this year I should have it in circulation. Let's keep my fingers crossed.
Right.
What's your journey now? Let's talk about Ankit as a person, you know, somebody who right from schooling, how have you been? How have you evolved? What has your journey been like?
My journey has been unimportant, mostly uneventful for the larger part. And, you know, nothing that sort of is extraordinary. But when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to go to the moon because everyone wants to. So I did nothing about it. Like everyone does.
Your choice of words is amazing, man. Trust me, Ankit. Like one of the best conversations I've had on these topics. Yeah, so sorry. Go ahead. Let me not cut you.
Hey, Aman. Shishir here from the Human Channel and the Creative Pod. I wish you all the very best, man. This is amazing. You're reaching 50 episodes. I wish I reached that milestone in some day as well. It's not easy, but then I'm glad I know someone who has been through that journey and I can take inspiration, just like how you inspire all of us from your amazing episodes. So all the very best, onward for the long haul.
Yeah, so that's what I did, right? I did nothing about it. And then I decided, of all professions of the world, that I want to be a Hindi poet. Mere ko kavi banna tha. Matlab astronaut nahi banke, kavi banna hai. Theek hai? So I got very serious about it. I started writing poems. I wrote a poem about public toilets, which went viral. And I'm not making this up. I wrote poem about public toilets, which talked about how dirty and dingy public toilets are, and it went viral. And people thought, like, I'm an absolutely hilarious guy who can write a lot of bullshit. But then I realized that, you know, again, this is not poetry. This is not something that I should be doing. So I decided, let me become an engineer. During that time, my dad bought me a computer and somehow I got into hacking circuits and stuff happened. So I decided I'll be a professional criminal. I'll be a cybersecurity criminal. I'll be a hacker, a pure black hat, and I'll hack the whole world. There'll be no computer. People will wake up one day, my face will be on their televisions and their phones, and I'll be telling them that the world order is restored and the common people have power. Right? But that didn't happen. Okay. But that didn't happen. What I ended up doing was hacking 15 rupees recharges on my phone. Just looking at Vodafone tricks, how to get 10 rupees free recharge on your phone. I started doing that kind of stuff. Anyway, okay. I ended up writing a book about ethical hacking, which ended up being a bestseller, which is very easy. It's nothing extraordinary. You can become a best-selling author by selling 41 books. That's it. That's the number you need. I got 2,500 downloads in the first 3-4 months. So it was pretty good, actually. It was the book went on to be a bestseller. A lot of people reviewed it, and then I entered the deeper hacking circles. I wrote another book about governance, machinery, political science, where I have no credential. But I wrote that book because I thought that I knew a lot of stuff. I had watched Arnab Goswami debate on television, and I thought that was the de facto knowledge that you need about politics. But somehow that book came out to be pretty good, and some people on debate politics forum and some good online forums reviewed that book, and they thought that it was a marvelous book. My idea was like I'm approaching a form of governance which is not democracy. So I'm creating a new form of governance, which is not democracy, but is better than democracy. I wrote about Swachh Bharat Abhiyan long before it became viral. I wrote about that kind of stuff. Like if we could have some scheme like that. And I feel very proud about it. Like when I was in class 10th, I predicted Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, which was not very difficult to predict. But nonetheless. So yeah, I wrote a bunch of books, and then those things went viral. I obviously wrote a poetry book in Hindi because, you know, I had to become a poet and I had to chase my childhood dreams. But I was still a child, but I was chasing my childhood dreams. So, yeah, I did publish those books, and that happened. And then I started off my own company. I failed engineering like everyone does. Nothing extraordinary. I went to a tier 3 college, and I started off my own company like everyone does. And failed like everyone does. So yeah, that happened, and then I did a couple of things, man. I programmed, I wrote, I worked for a couple of startups, I worked for the Election Commission of India, I worked for a few political parties in their PR campaigns, I worked for social media teams, I debated professionally, I went out, did hackathons, built some products, did a bunch of things. But that's not important because, you know, everyone does that. But, you know, the most important thing, like I find in my journey, is that it's something that no one should take.
Why do you say that?
Like, have a point of focus. I've been moving there and there and there and there and all around the place. So I've been taking a lot of meanders here and there. And I'm at a checkpoint right now, but maybe not a destination. I'm still trying to figure out where I am in the journey. But yeah, this has been my journey, objectively speaking. This is what I have come to be.
And I'm sure you've enjoyed it because the energy in your voice tells me that, you know, you've been really, really happy about whatever has come through your way in the journey.
Man, I'll be thankful for anything that has happened because there are so many people who don't get the chance of... you know, doing what they want to do. And I've done anything and everything that I wanted to do, except for drugs. But, but you know, like everything that came my way, I want to do a podcast, I did it. I wanted to create a song, I did it. I made my own band, I danced, I did theater, I did every single thing that I wanted to do, right? So I think like not everyone has that chance to do it. And since I got the chance, I'm extremely thankful for it. So even if I failed miserably, wow. That doesn't matter, man. I had fun at it. That's what it is.
I think, you know, Ankit, I've been having this conversation with a lot of people and somehow, you know, in today's, and I always tell whenever someone asks me or, you know, even a regular conversation, I think in today's time of internet and, you know, those millions of numbers and everything, I think it's high time that all of us learn how to fail and enjoy the journey rather than focusing on, you know, where we are heading.
Right.
It's more about enjoying the journey.
Mm-hmm.
The genre of your podcast basically talks about life and tribal romance. So
that was a season 2 of my podcast. Yeah.
Okay. So what is it? Like, what are you approaching? What is it?
You know, tribal romance sounds like an anarchy, like an orgy party with a bunch of people gone wild and doing drugs. That's not... That's not something that I'm looking forward to on my podcast. But yeah, obviously, see, we are actually... talking to tribes, people who belong to remote tribes. We are trying to learn their behaviors, how they form relationships, how they marry each other, how they meet their partners, how they get food on the table. Apparently, we have been talking to a bunch of researchers, psychologists, spiritual leaders, thought leaders, feminists. about what they think about relationship. Feminist and thought leaders don't go line by line, but yeah, I'll let that be. So I got all these people on my podcast and I had a conversation with them. I tried to learn as much as I could about tribes, about this is something that I've been very, very interested about. Like, I'm a normal person, right, Amandeep? You are a normal person. Mm. We both consume the same kind of content. We are watching the same YouTube videos. We are watching the same movies, etc. But what about those people who live in an Omni van, which they have stolen from someone, and spend their entire lives moving around in trucks, not knowing that they need a soap to bath, not knowing that the television exists, not knowing that they can look good. And I'm like, people who are living in absolute isolation of this world, right? So what encompasses, what is their life? What does their life comprise of? That has been something that I've been very enthusiastic about. So that's what I do over here. I talk to the local people. I find them. I find scientists who are working with them, sociologists who are working with them. And then I talk to them. I try to learn more about the tribes. That's what the goal of this season two is.
So have you taken some interviews so far?
Yeah, I've done a couple of interviews. I started off with something that was absolutely burning and polarizing because I wanted views on my podcast, like Amir Khan did on Satyamev Jayate. I started off with Kashmiri pandits. I talked to my friend Kajal Kaul, who happens to be a Kashmiri pandit from a very important family. And Amit Raina sir was on the show. So I had a talk with both of these amazing people and they told me about Kashmiri pandit way of living and all of that. Then I talked to Pakistani Hindus. By now I might have started sounding like a BJP supporter trying to prove a propaganda.
We don't do it here.
But, you know, like this episode is going to go live in a while, this Pakistani Hindu episode. And the lady who was the Pakistani Hindu appreciated Pakistan so much that I had to cut out a couple of parts of that episode because it was too much.
Is it?
Yeah. So, you know, like there was such a paradigm change for me. That was such a thought-provoking episode for me. I talked to the Siddhi people who are the Indo-African people. I talked to Syrian Christians who are Christians from Syria who are living in Kerala right now.
Okay.
I talked to Armenese people, Indo-Armenese people who have one church in India, only one church in Kolkata. So yeah, we are doing that kind of episodes, man. Like I've done so far, I've recorded these episodes and there are more to come. I'm recording, probably going to record one with the Soluga people of Uttar Karnataka and some from the Northeast. So I have someone from the Kuki tribe of Northeast India and some from Atapani. Atapani is another tribe. So I'm actually trying to go to Northeast their tribes. I'm in Jharkhand right now. So I'm trying to figure out the Dom people. The Dom people are a tribal sect in Jharkhand who have come from Bengal. And they were classified as criminals by the British people. Ooh. And they are a marginalized group. They have not grown up very much. They are working in the CVS department. I want to talk to those people and learn how life works at their end. So I'm going to go to their houses and learn from them. So this is the path that I'm on this podcast right now.
And how do you connect? Because in the current lockdown, you know, when there are travel restrictions, people don't come out. How have you been covering all of this?
हां जी, हो गया एपिसोड समाप्त. अब इस सवाल का जवाब आपको मिलेगा अगले एपिसोड में, जो बहुत जल्दी आ जाएगा. मैं ज्यादा इंतजार नहीं करवाऊंगा. डोंट फॉरगेट, द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड इज गोइंग टू बी अ सुपर स्पेशल वन विद अ सुपर स्पेशल गेस्ट, बिकॉज दैट्स माय 50th एपिसोड. यस, द बिब्लियो बाबू शो हैज अराइव्ड एट द मिड पॉइंट ऑफ द जर्नी ऑफ द 50th एपिसोड. इट्स अ लॉन्ग वे दैट आई हैव टू गो, बट थैंक यू सो मच गाइज. यू गाइज कीप मी ड्रिवन, यू गाइज कीप मी मोटिवेटेड. एंड थैंक यू फॉर ऑल द लव. इस पॉडकास्ट को जरूर शेयर करो, सब्सक्राइब करो और बताओ दूसरों को भी, सुनाओ दूसरों को भी, खुद भी हंसो, दूसरों को भी हंसाओ और सुनते रहो द बिब्लियो बाबू शो. बाकी की बातें मैं करूंगा आउट्रो में. कमिंग अप. हे, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर ट्यूनिंग इन. Do share this podcast with your friends. खुद भी सुनो, दूसरों को भी सुनाओ, खुद भी हंसो, दूसरों को भी हंसाओ. जहां पे भी आप podcast सुन रहे हो, just hit us up. Just look for the Biblio Babu Show on Gaana, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, स्पॉटिफाई, स्टिचर, हब हॉपर, कुकू FM, एंकर, वेर एवर यू लिसन टू योर पॉडकास्ट, जस्ट आस्क एलेक्सा और गूगल एंड वी विल बी एट योर सर्विस। इसके साथ आई विल सी यू इन द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड। तब तक #NoBakchodi।